Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Would you like a little Dolphins Q&A from the Sun Sentinel?
Yes.
Okay. This will be our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And you can hear Game Day Uncensored this Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, and the aforementioned Chris Perkins. We'll all be on talking Dolphins and Chargers leading up to a 1 p.m. kickoff. So David Fiorones and the Sun Sentinel does a Dolphins Q&A. Here's the question, and this obviously is what I think is on most Dolphins fans' mind. Any sense of or whispers of Stephen Ross doing anything? I don't know how much I can blame Mike McDaniel for the disaster of a roster that Chris Greer has built in 7 or 8 years. And having to game plan an offense for a quarterback who can't get hit, I mean, and this is what David Fiorones writes. And by the way, it's an interesting way of phrasing that question, right? That guy is phrasing the question kind of the opposite of what you were suggesting, Solana, which is everyone wants to get rid of McDaniel. This guy emailing the Sun Sentinel is really phrasing it the other way, which is, hey, Chris Greer, terrible, and Tua, too fragile. No coach could coach up an offense with that kind of fragility at the quarterback position. So here's what David Fiorones writes. The word remains that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross plans to be patient with Mike McDaniel as nothing new has come out since then. Now, that was leaked in national reports heading into the September 18th loss at Buffalo. The Dolphins were 0-2 going into that Thursday night loss. They were competitive against the Bills, defeated the Jets in week four, then lost to Carolina, blowing the 17-point lead in an epic, embarrassing collapse. As I wrote Monday, coming off the crushing defeat, again, this is David Fiorones writing, patience could start to wear thin very soon if there's another loss to a bad team. And Fiorones says, I'm eyeballing week 7 at Cleveland. Or if there's another blowout loss, like was witnessed in the home opener against Indianapolis, the opener against Indianapolis, as soon as this Sunday against the Chargers, even. I understand some only blame Greer and not McDaniel, or vice versa. But I see the two as tied at the hip and mutually responsible. Greer took over as the lead football decision maker for the franchise at the start of the rebuild in 2019. The roster appeared to be on a positive trajectory with a budding young core and winning seasons under Brian Flores in 2020 and 2021. Flores was fired, and he included the Dolphins in a large-scale lawsuit against the league claiming racism in hiring and retention practices while alleging tanking and tampering practices by the organization. So McDaniel was then the man appointed to lead the next phase of the rebuild, when Greer went all in with acquisitions of the likes of wide receiver Tyreek Hill, cornerback Jalen Ramsey, left tackle Teron Armstead, and edge rusher Bradley Chubb, and more. The 2022-23 seasons resulted in playoff appearances, but they were disappointing in the grand scheme considering the talent on the roster. The roster structure, with Greer largely guided by McDaniel, has proven flawed since. The tandem has not successfully built a strong offensive line that can stay healthy, has a young defensive line getting exposed early this season, and deploys a secondary of all new faces, including a cornerbacks unit comprised of players who were not even rostered to start training camp. If you ease up on McDaniel criticism because of the quarterback's limitations, you must also acknowledge McDaniel went to bat for him when it was time to negotiate a contract extension. They should all go down together if and when the franchise goes in a new direction, which should be with a fresh, clean slate of new minds.
I can't argue with anything David said. I'm with it. You want a chicken and egg, McDaniel and Greer and all of that stuff. He wanted a track meet. Greer gave him a track meet. The track meet didn't work. You gave money to a lot of fast people. You forgot about the fat people. You go fast, you can't get fat. Like you, this is what McDaniel wanted to cook, and Greer went out and got the ingredients for him, but he didn't get the best ingredients. And you have to, like you say, what would the that Flores wouldn't do? They kept using the same word. He wouldn't do it in the franchise.
Collaborative.
This is collaborative, but in collaborations, Greer has to push back some. Hey, I know you like fast people, but don't you think we need some third and short humans on this team as well? They need to collaborate like that. David said they're tied at the hip. I do agree on that. The question that I hear everybody ask is who's to blame if you rank them? Who is better at their job, Greer or McDaniel? I would say Greer's better at his job because as a head coach, you're supposed to have control of the locker room and the play caller. He put himself in that. You're supposed to call a good offense, have control of the locker room, make good decisions, have your team disciplined. We're still getting pre-snap penalties. People were coming as of last year. Nobody cared if they got fined coming late. No respect in the building. Like, and it's play calling, is it? We're not doing any of the fun stuff we used to do. We're not scoring 20, 30 points a game anymore. We're in the teens now. And he brings up another point. When Tua went down, McDaniel was a deer in headlights last year. So there's a lot. I think McDaniel, out of the big threes, we call them, or the little three, because they're not very good at their job right now. Greer, McDaniel, and Tua. I think Greer is worse at his job. I think McDaniel's the worst. Greer's the second worst. And Tua's the best of the worst of those three.
But Tua being the best of the worst, doesn't McDaniel get credit for that? He was brought here with a goal. And that goal, not the only goal, but that goal was to turn Tua into a formidable quarterback in this league. He accomplished that. I would argue nobody has failed more in their time as a professional in whatever space they're doing right now than Chris Greer. Think about it. He had Brian Flores. Couldn't collaborate with him either. They couldn't win the playoffs. They couldn't make the playoffs. So he failed there. And then now with Mike McDaniel, he's failed again. And you look at his draft history, he's failed more than he's succeeded. Mike McDaniel in 4 years, 2 playoff appearances, and in the one season he hasn't made the playoffs, his quarterback was unavailable for 6 of 17 games. I would argue Chris Greer's failed more than Mike McDaniel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I don't know where I stand on either of it because I think it is such a gray area as to who has failed more. So Lana makes a good point, though. Mike McDaniel got the absolute best out of Tua we had ever seen. There was a blink of an eye where we were like, that's an elite quarterback in the NFL. That had something to do with Mike McDaniel. I think bottom line, though, by David Fioronis' answer, I'm very much with him. You cannot change out one or the other. Yeah. It has to be both. And I don't know, what if it was done in phases? What if Stephen Ross, what if they do have an embarrassing loss this season? Maybe it's this Sunday. What if Stephen Ross cuts one, keeps one for the remainder of the season with the intention of getting rid of him at the end of the season? Or do you need to do it both at the same time?
Tear off the Band-Aid.
Just get rid of it all.
Tear off the Band-Aid, because either way, Chris Greer's gone. Now Mike McDaniel knows. What's he going to do for the last 6 weeks of the season? You get rid of Mike McDaniel. Now, is Chris Greer draft prepping? What's he sitting around the building doing, knowing that he's on the way out? Like, just rip off the Band-Aid. And to that point, I think y'all talked me into it, honestly. I think Tua has to go, too. You have to rip that Band-Aid off like the Broncos did with Russ. If we're going to rebuild, we're going to tear it down to the ground. We're pouring foundation for the cement again. If you get rid of the head coach, the GM, and the quarterback, a hurricane came through. Your house blew away. If we're pouring cement again, whoever's pouring that cement, let's not have any roots in the way. Let's reset it all the way.
I can't for the life of me understand why Chris Greer is still working as the general manager if the ultimate an inevitable decision will be to let him go, because as we currently stand, if you could be finding the next wave of general manager, the next person to run this organization, they could come in and with 8, 9, 10 weeks, at the very least, observe the players that are currently rostered, realize who they want to keep, who they don't want to keep, who they believe to be talented enough to be part of the next era of Miami Dolphins football. And the longer you keep Chris Greer at the helm, to me, the more I think Chris Greer is going to skate by on this one, fellas. Chris Greer is going to skate by. He's already set the table for McDaniel to be the fall guy. And I'm very concerned with that, because if Chris Greer is still here at the end of the season, you wasted a lot of time for somebody else, at the very least, to start the search for somebody else that could be analyzing the players currently on the team.
And I'm going to just let y'all know now. Do with what you want. If you clear house midseason and players know they're playing, like they're on a 3-month tryout, these games are going to start getting ugly. Guys are going to get selfish. They're not going to be locked in like, oh, we have to gung-ho, go to the playoffs. They're going to be trying to get their stats up because they know that they can get their ass shipped out of here.
They're playing for themselves instead of for the team.
Hawk, this new GM, let's say his name is Willie Jackson. When Willie walks down in the locker room, he's not walking around finding his guys. He's walking around finding guys to get rid of. He's walking around finding guys that he can replace, because I'm taking over this team midseason because y'all couldn't win no damn games. I'm not keeping all y'all bastards around.
Well, to all of them playing for the team got them a loss in Carolina after a 17-point lead, so who cares?
It's going to get ugly if this happens.
Bro, you've won one game. You've avoided the absolute pits of or the depths of the NFL world, which is not winning a game. So you've already avoided it. Who cares the rest of the way? I know this is doom and gloom stuff, and I know we try to stay away from that. I realize that. But, guys, we're literally at the point where Crowder's saying, get rid of all three, your quarterback, your head coach, your general manager. Everybody seems to be in agreement. The three most important pillars of your organization need to be replaced. Shouldn't we now be saying, hey, 1-16 is probably the best case scenario for this team.
Yeah, no. But how are you going to accomplish that? That's
No. I'm not saying you accomplish. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of the best case scenario
I mean, that's always obviously that yin and yang thing of being a fan of a team, knowing that doing worse is going to be beneficial in the long run, but then you're going. It's like that to me is that impossible equation that fans are always asked to come up with. You know, the Marlins ask it of their fans almost every season, and it's untenable. It is, literally, but they are constantly asking you, hey, go through the pain right now because we're going to be better later on. I would submit to you this. If you did want to keep Chris Greer, they're really just a backup quarterback away, in my opinion.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.